Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Need Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In Algorithms to Live By, The Computer Science of Human Decisions, authors Brian Christian and Tom Griffiths embark on a remarkable journey that bridges the gap between computer science and real-life decision-making. This thought-provoking book explores how the algorithms that power computers can also illuminate the human mind's processing mechanisms. By diving into various concepts from computer science, Christian and Griffiths demonstrate how these principles can be applied to solve everyday problems and optimize personal productivity. From managing time effectively to making better decisions and understanding human behaviors, Algorithms to Live By offers a fresh perspective on how to approach the complexities of life with the precision and efficiency of computer algorithms. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, optimal stopping. Optimal stopping is a decision-making process used to determine the right time to take a particular action to maximize benefit or minimize cost. In the context of the book, it's presented through the secretary problem, a scenario in which one has to decide the best moment to make a choice with limited information and time. The underlying principle is the 37% rule, suggesting that after reviewing 37% of potential choices, one should select the next option that is better than all previously reviewed. This principle can be applied to real-life situations such as house hunting or dating, teaching us to balance the exploration of options with the necessity to make timely decisions. By embracing the logic behind optimal stopping, individuals can improve their decision-making strategy in uncertain conditions, thereby enhancing their ability to choose wisely amidst a plethora of options. Secondly, the explore-exploit trade-off. The explore-exploit trade-off is a fundamental concept in computer science and decision theory, addressing the dilemma between exploring new possibilities and exploiting known resources. Brian Christian and Tom Griffiths bring this concept to life by comparing the decision-making process to dining at a buffet or selecting a favorite restaurant. The explore phase encourages seeking out new experiences or information, while exploit involves utilizing what is already known to be beneficial. In practical terms, this could relate to career decisions, investment strategies, or even choosing leisure activities. This trade-off is essential for optimizing our personal and professional growth, indicating that timing, context, and the value of information play crucial roles in deciding when to explore new horizons and when to capitalize on familiar grounds. Mastering this balance can lead to more fulfilling and productive life choices. Thirdly, sorting and caching. Sorting and caching are computing strategies for organizing information efficiently, but Brian Christian and Tom Griffiths illustrate their relevance to everyday life. Sorting, in this context, involves arranging our tasks, priorities, or even social contacts in a manner that maximizes efficiency and accessibility. Caching is about optimally storing and retrieving important information or items for future use, much like prioritizing what to keep in our immediate memory or what to store deeper within our cognitive framework. The book delves into how these strategies can aid in managing time, decluttering physical spaces, and optimizing cognitive functions. By applying sorting and caching principles, individuals can enhance their ability to prioritize tasks, streamline their decision-making process, and improve overall organizational skills. These concepts teach us to be more mindful of how we allocate our focus and resources, fostering a more organized and efficient approach to daily life. Fourthly, scheduling. Scheduling, in the realm of computer science, pertains to the methodical arrangement of tasks to optimize the use of resources and time. Algorithms to Live By translates this concept into a framework for managing personal and professional tasks. Brian Christian and Tom Griffiths explore different scheduling algorithms, such as earliest due date and the Moore's algorithm, to offer insights on how to handle deadlines, multitasking, and procrastination. The application of these algorithms aims to enhance productivity by establishing priorities, allocating time efficiently, and reducing the stress associated with task management. Understanding the principles of scheduling can empower individuals to make more informed decisions about how to allocate their time, leading to a more balanced and fulfilling lifestyle. Lastly, game theory, a study of strategic decision-making, is masterfully applied to everyday life in Algorithms to Live By. Brian Christian and Tom Griffiths dissect how understanding game theory can improve interactions and outcomes in personal and professional spheres. The book discusses concepts such as the Nash equilibrium and the prisoner's dilemma to elucidate how individuals can make optimal decisions in situations involving multiple stakeholders with potentially conflicting interests. By recognizing the dynamics of cooperation, competition, and negotiation, readers can navigate social and business scenarios more effectively, fostering better relationships and achieving mutual benefits. The insights drawn from game theory encourage a more analytical and empathetic approach to decision-making, highlighting the importance of considering the perspectives and incentives of all parties involved. In conclusion, anyone standing at the crossroads of a significant decision or seeking to enhance their life through better organization, productivity, and understanding of social dynamics should delve into Algorithms to Live By: The Computer Science of Human Decisions. Brian Christian and Tom Griffiths have crafted a guide that not only enlightens, but also empowers. Readers from diverse backgrounds will find the marriage of computer science principles and everyday decision-making both fascinating and highly applicable. This book is particularly beneficial for those interested in improving time management, decision-making, and understanding the complexities of human interaction. By integrating the computational wisdom into personal habits and societal dealings, readers can navigate a more efficient, cooperative, and fulfilling path through life. If you would like to support Brian Christian, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.